He'd stuffed his windbreaker down his pants to bandage the wound. But he must have begun to doubt that system, for he kept pausing now to check the ground for signs of blood. Mess with me? Get shot in the ass, Rainey thought. She smiled at her own dark humor, then promptly winced in pain. Danny was still with them, now sitting quietly beside Rainey. He had yet to say a word. He simply walked. His head ducked low, and his hands stuck in the pants pockets of his blue surgical scrubs. The night was cold. He kept fidgeting with his white cotton undershirt as if trying to get warm. Rainey wished there was more she could do for him. Hell, at this point, with the trees swaying sickeningly in front of her eyes, she wished there was more she could do for herself. How had Danny gotten out of the detention center? And why had he come to her back porch? Had he suspected Richard Mann might show up there? Had he wanted to help her? Or was he still Richard's accomplice? She thought of what Quincy had said yesterday. Once the dominant partner got the other to kill, it became too difficult for the weaker one to walk away. And Danny had killed. He had told her about it today, in a thin, high voice that sounded as fragile as a reed. She didn't know anymore. She was trying to hold the thoughts together in her mind, sort through them, come up with a plan. Her face was on fire, and the pain was becoming more intense. Man staggered back to his feet. His flashlight swung wildly. It illuminated two dark spots on the dusty trail and made him curse. The man was bleeding quite nicely. He kicked up dirt over the blood, grabbed a tree limb to rake over their trail, and gave Rainey a look that was downright feral. Up, he snarled. I think I'm going to vomit, Rainey murmured. Up! Okay, she said. She leaned forward and threw up on his shoes. Fuck me! Man leapt back 2 feet, kicking furiously at bushes and needles in a vain attempt to get the puke off his shoes. His arms flailed. His face had gone purple.